Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, the law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Hey, happy Easter to those that are celebrating, and good afternoon to everybody else. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. And I got to tell you, we had an amazing response so far to our May 5th event, and we also put up a great new video that everybody can look at and see what these seminars are actually like. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. Link to our Facebook page. You can link to our HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, something interesting, all about slap suits. And you can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements about the show, and also see a presentation to a subcommittee of the Florida House of Representatives that I made asking for HOA reform. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, www.condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, last show, we gave everyone an update as to the status of our bills in the Senate and the House. In fact, our bill in the House has been given a number, 7119. And when voted upon by a House subcommittee, it passed unanimously.
Yes, it did, Karen. I'm proud to say. And hopefully we're going to have some smooth sailing here on out. And in fact, immediately following today's show, Brian and I are driving up to Tallahassee in the Condo Craze van, because our other bill, Senate Bill 580, that's going to be heard on Tuesday before the Regulated Industries Committee of the Florida Senate. And I'm going to be asking that committee to give their seal of approval to our other bill. And to discuss that bill, help answer some calls, and tell us what he's going to be teaching at the May 5th event, how about we bring back Raphael Aquino from Affinity Management Services? Welcome back again, Raphael.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
No, thanks for coming by again. And let's just quickly review what we discussed last week. And we told everybody that so far, Florida House of Representatives has agreed that HOAs should be protected by having officers who steal immediately removed. Good thing. Everybody handling money should be insured. There should be no hourly fees to get access to records. Everybody should be able to use their cell phones to make copies of records. So far, so good. And then, unfortunately, we ran out of time. So, Scott, how about just quickly finishing up what else we got?
All right, Eric. Well, you know, here's a really big one that we wanted. We wanted quicker turnover of control by the developer in an HOA, and we got it. Here's what the proposed bill says. A developer would now have to turn over control of the community to the owners, 2 years after the developer has ceased construction or ceased to offer parcels for sale in the ordinary course of business, or when the developer has abandoned or destroyed its responsibility to maintain and complete the advertised amenities or infrastructure, and there is a rebuttable presumption that the developer has abandoned and deserted the property. If the developer has not engaged in construction or sale of properties, or has paid nothing in assessments or guaranteed amounts for a period of more than 2 years.
Yes.
In English, when he's done doing his business.
Right. It's simply, you know, or, even though he says there's more to build, if nothing's going on for the last 2 years,
yeah.
Guess what? Now it's time to have turnover.
Or when the developer files for bankruptcy, which has been known to happen, I believe, Eric.
Absolutely.
Or when the developer loses title to the property, either foreclosure action or in the transfer in a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Essentially, not doing as well in business as he thought he
right.
would.
Right. It's not selling, and he can't just sit back and say, well, eventually, if it takes us another 15 years to sell this thing, we're still going to stay in charge.
Believe it or not
going to happen anymore.
That has happened a lot of times
Absolutely.
Here in the past. And then finally, when a receiver for the developer is appointed by a court and is not discharged within 30 days after such 445 appointment, unless the court determines within 30 days that transfer of control would be detrimental. What this really means is sometimes courts appoint a receiver when a developer is in trouble, you know, when they're in bankruptcy or just when they're being sued by a whole bunch of people. And the receiver basically takes control of your association and starts making decisions for you guys.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if that happens, the receiver's only going to be in control for a very limited amount of time, because why not just put the people in control?
Right. And it really is great news, Scott. HOA owners really should be happy and ecstatic about this. And hopefully, like you said, that's the end of abusive stories of associations, you know, being in control by the developer literally for decades.
But, Eric, we got to remind everybody, there's still a lot of work to do, because this is far from being a law.
You are not kidding. There is a lot of work to do, hence the reason why we're going up there. But that's the good news so far. But unfortunately, we've got to let our listeners know some bad news. So far, having the HOA election procedures mirror the condo elections, unfortunately, that's not in the bill yet. And I can tell you, I'm not happy about that. I want to see that changed. You know, we always said that the HOA election procedures stink, for lack of a better word, and the condo statute really works well. So we're going to keep plugging away relentlessly for an amendment to that bill that allows that change to the condo election procedures in an HOA. And then here's something crazy. Literally out of left field, there's now a provision in the bill that completely does away with mandatory pre-suit mediation for HOA disputes. And it requires the association to get this set up yet another committee and procedure to resolve disputes with its owners. And here's what it actually says. It only says whenever feasible, neutral third parties should be used to facilitate the resolution. And it even allows a member that lives there to refuse to meet even if they're asked to.
Yeah, you know, Eric, you and I don't agree on a lot of things, especially on, like, what are they called, alternative dispute resolution. But let me tell you something. This is not a way to solve it. This is bad for a whole lot of reasons. There are already, you know, everybody who lives in an HOA knows there's, like, architectural review committees and finding committees. And, you know, you already have your board of directors in place. And now the government up in Tallahassee would be adding in another committee without really any teeth that association unioners would have to jump through hoops for before getting into the actual dispute and then getting that dispute resolved.
Yeah.
Well, luckily enough, at least two of the members of the subcommittee realized this, and they realized that, you know, maybe this wasn't the greatest idea, and, you know, they're trying to get it removed now.
Yeah, and I certainly would love to see it removed, that pre-suit mediation statute. It is not broken, so as I can tell the Florida legislature, if it ain't broke, do not fix it. You know, I had the honor a couple of years ago of being appointed by the Florida Supreme Court in 2007 as a circuit court mediator, and I oftentimes resolve disputes between an association and an owner, and I can tell you the mediation process, it works great. It's fine. Don't mess with that. As a matter of fact, instead of canceling it for HOAs, I'd like to see you bring it over to the condo side as well. But all in all, got to tell you, Scott, I think it's a great start, but like you said, the fight isn't over. And I can tell our listeners that, you know, I'm aware that so many of you have supported our bills and have contacted your senators and your House members urging their support. But today I'm going to ask you actually to do it again. Get in touch with them and urge them to support House Bill 7119, but that you want HOA elections to mirror the condo elections. You want HOA boards to have the opportunity to get certified with an educational course. And you want the HOA mediation procedures left in place. And you want the support for Senate Bill 580 and 596. Again, Senate Bills 580 and 596. And then, after they've done all that, how about thanking them for their support to date and for really, for the first time in a while, tackling HOA issues? It's been something that's been left on the back burner for a long time. So, at least so far, Florida Legislature, thank you very much for at least tackling the issues.
So how did it feel watching the members of the House of Representatives vote unanimously in favor of a bill that you primarily prepared?
Yeah, it definitely was a great feeling, Karen, but the credit also goes to Jan Bergman from Cyber Citizens for Justice, and really all of their members, Richard Pinsky, our lobbyist, and all of you who bothered really to make this a priority. and again, contacted your legislators. It's working, I promise. So far, wonderful news, and again, I just really, truly thank everybody for their help and support, including the members of the Florida Legislature. And so far, like I said, we are definitely on our way. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. And let's talk about another piece of bad legislation. Now, this is a bad thing. Representative here in town, George Moraitis, introduced House Bill 1339, at least in my opinion, is bad for lots of reasons, yet it continues to get approval by various committees. And first, this legislation, again, comes to the aid of the banks by making it clear that when a bank forecloses on a property and takes back ownership, that bank doesn't owe the association any late fees, interest, or attorney's fees that's owed on the unit, and the bank's liability to the association is only the lesser of 1 year or 1% of the mortgage.
Yeah, Eric, you know, the first thing that comes to mind with this bill is I'm not even really sure who would be in favor of it, because usually when you see something like this, you're thinking, oh, it's in favor of the banks, but banks already have all this going for them already,
right, exactly,
the way the statutes are written.
Yeah,
but,
and a lot of case law came down in support of the banks as well. So I don't think the banks are getting much by this.
Well, sometimes when you clarify something, you know, when you codify something that's in case law, you know, that just helps clear things up. But the banks aren't really getting anything here. And I'm going to tell you, the associations and the union owners aren't getting anything either.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess we need to explain some foreclosure law first. The association hits the jackpot sometimes when a third party goes to a foreclosure sale. Remember, banks take back properties at foreclosure sales. They don't get them when they get the final judgment in the foreclosure case. Usually 30 or 40 days after they get the judgment, the bank goes to, the unit goes to auction at an actual sale where people can bid on it. And when a third party buys it instead of the bank, the association, by law, gets all of the money that's owed to the association from that delinquent unit, not just the statutory minimum that the banks have to give. You know, the 1% in the 6 months that we're always talking about.
Right.
So, you know, everybody loves it when a third party buys it.
Exactly. That's right, Scott. So really, you know, it's in the association's best interest to keep the law that way, so that when a third party, you know, purchasers, they're encouraged to buy properties at bank foreclosure sales. Instead, what does this new law do? It makes these third party purchasers not only pay the back assessments, but now also pay all the late fees, the interest, the attorney's fees. And this is exactly what Representative Moraitis wanted to protect the banks from. Instead, it's being dumped on the third-party purchasers. So now we created a situation where, unfortunately, third parties won't buy these units at foreclosure sales. The bank's simply going to wind up then taking the units back instead. So instead of the associations getting all of the back assessments from these third-party purchasers, they're only going to get the lousy 1% from the bank. It's terrible for associations.
Yeah, the last time I checked, banks weren't in the business of owning property. They're in the business of lending money and making money. And this is not a moneymaker for the banks.
I agree.
But it gets worse. The bill would also allow the association to go into a unit they believe is abandoned and basically fix it up. They can spend all kinds of money fixing it. And then if the bank forecloses on the unit and gets it back, the bank pays the association $0.
Zero.
The association just remodeled the unit for a bank free of charge. I guess that's nice for the bank, but they don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, again, very bank-friendly legislation. But let's do this. Let's take our first break. When we get back, we'll take our, you know, calls. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call Brandon Levy at 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right. Jan Bergman just sent me an email to remind everybody that next Saturday, April 6th, at 10 o'clock in the morning till noon, we're going to be in the city of Doral. We're going to be giving a town hall meeting talking about all the proposed changes that we have going to HOA law. And some of that actually affects condominiums as well, like the ability to now use your camera and stuff to take get copies of records at no charge. And again, that starts at 10 o'clock. It's going to be at the Doral Park Country Club, which is at 5001 Northwest 104th Avenue in Doral, again, from 10 to 12. And I'm going to be sitting on a panel with, Graciela Boria, who's the First Lady of the City of Doral, Julio Robina, former state representative and a partner at Pazos Robina and Zapata Management Group. Jan Bergman's going to be sitting on that panel. I'll be on that panel. And all local legislators are invited to attend as well. Again, we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about 580, 596, and the other bills pending before the House, and hopefully get this legislation passed.
I always wanted to say this. Julio Robina, an old friend of the show.
One of our very
first guests.
Absolutely. There was a guy that actually did the right thing when it came to community associations. No two ways about it. All right. Before we went to the break, Scott, you were telling us all about the bill that was proposed, 1339, by Representative Moraitis. And like we said, by the way, the banking industry supports the bill. Go figure. You know, here's the thing, though. After all the robo-signing scandals, the bad loans, and the deliberate dragging of the feet, here we go with the banking lobby being rewarded yet again. And at the committee hearing the other day, here's what we proposed instead. We proposed that if the Florida legislature really wants to help owners and associations and make things fair, how about this? How about after the bank files their lawsuit, their foreclosure case, how about we give them 15 months to finish up their act? And if they don't, after 15 months, they start paying the assessments on their unit, on that unit, each and every month. Again, 15 months go by, the bank wants to drag their feet after that, at least the association's not getting hurt. We get paid after 15 months. But do you see legislation like that getting proposed? No. It's protect the bank and protect the bank and protect the bank. Getting old.
Or just, you know, file legislation that, you know, doesn't help anybody, including the banks.
Yeah.
But, you know, doesn't penalize them either.
Right, right. Now, Raphael, you know, Affinity represents lots of associations here in South Florida and that have lots of units in foreclosure, of course. So explain to our listeners how an association feels when you guys learn that a third party actually bought a unit at a foreclosure sale rather than that unit, you know, going back to the bank.
Well, I'm surprised that at times they don't throw parties, but typically the association couldn't be happier. They get all the back assessments. I don't get why the legislation would do anything different to upset that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's like a lot of abandoned units out there, and the association wants to go in there and make sure that, you know, at the very least, you know, they're kind of habitable when somebody buys them. Make sure there's no damage to the unit or damage to the common elements that are adjacent to the unit or any damage that could infiltrate another unit. I'm sure, Raphael, that you deal with that kind of stuff all the time, don't you?
Yeah, we certainly do. I mean, again, I have no problem with the law that allows the association the ability to enter the units, make the necessary repairs to prevent damages. But why in the world are they not making the banks pay for that? Why is legislation making the unions and the condominiums pay for the upkeep of the bank's collateral?
Yeah, and I swear, that's exactly it. That's what the unit owners are doing, paying for the upkeep of the bank's collateral. And I swear, sometimes you have to just sit and scratch your head in disbelief. But what makes it worse, you know, was watching several committee members say the bill was bad and then actually vote for it, because they believe that ultimately the parties are going to sit down and work out their differences. But sorry, I don't know if that's going to happen, at least from my side, because I got to tell you, I'm not too interested in helping the banks at this point. So we will see what happens. All right, we got an email. We got an email from Robert, and Robert writes, in your presentation, you talked about condos paying $4 per year to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Can you please provide me more info on this? It's funny, because to me, it's apparent that a lot of unit owners who live in condominiums, they don't even realize that each of them actually pays $4 per unit per year. So if you live, obviously, in a 100-unit building, you're paying $400 each year to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. And what do you get in return for that? Let's see, you get declaratory statements from persons who write these statements, you know, for the agency, for the heads of the agency. You have a website from the DBPR that has a lot of questions and answers up there and forms that you can actually use. You have arbitrators that are assigned by the division to hear your cases. You have investigators that investigate complaints not only against board members, but you have them investigating complaints against developers at as well. Certainly that seems like a good thing. You have document examiners, persons who are employed by the DBPR who, when a set of condominium documents are filed, they get to review it to make sure that the condo unit owners, quite frankly, aren't getting screwed, that the documents say what they need to say and they don't have a lot of illegal things in there. And we have people you can call on the phone and ask questions about condominium law, too. Scott, what do HOA owners get from the DBPR?
They get a nice return phone call that says they can't be helped.
Right, exactly. Right.
When they got, everybody, this is really, really, think about it. If there was no DBPR and there was no, just any administrative agency that helped condos and helped, proposably would help HOAs, all that means is there'd just be a heck of a lot more work for lawyers to do here.
Exactly.
And, I would love that because I'm a lawyer and things are kind of complicated and most of the time people can't, figure them out for themselves. So I would much prefer it if you guys were paying me $200, $300, $400 an hour to do this stuff that I know rather than have a state agency up there helping you, only paying $4 a year. But you guys choose. You guys choose. What do you want?
Exactly.
Because for some reason, my boss, who is also a lawyer, wants to get you the help you want for $4 a year. Instead of, becoming a millionaire. But I digress.
That's good, Scott. I appreciate that. That's right. It's amazing still that sometimes I hear that people are complaining about the fact that they're going to have to pay this $4 a year. Like you say, is it better to pay $4 per year per unit or maybe $400 or $4,000 per year in attorney's fees? Again, let our listeners be the judge. But let's take our bottom of the hour break, taking your calls 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we're going to talk about our amazing event planned for May 5th at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We'll talk about what's simultaneously the place in the country with the highest foreclosure rate, but strangely enough, the hottest real estate market. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
From Fort Lauderdale, using 50,000 watts of power to serve all of South Florida. We are Big Talk 850, Miami, Boca, West Palm Beach.
Tired of having your security company literally fall asleep on the job? Upset that your current security company only reacts after a crisis, but fails to prevent it from happening in the first place? At Alpha Security Services, we want Florida community associations to know that not all security companies are the same. We're the ones with more than 30 years of combined military and law enforcement experience. We demand an interactive approach from our security personnel and expect them not just to watch traffic come in and out of your property, but to also get out from behind the booth and patrol the community in order to keep it safe and give the owners the peace of mind they deserve. Associations today want more than just a passive approach from their security company. They want help enforcing parking restrictions, issuing violations, and even arranging for towing when the need arises. At Alpha Security Services, this is what we do. Our staff are all licensed, fingerprinted, trained, and utilize the latest in security technology to protect the associations who we work with. We even monitor your property and our personnel in real time from the most technologically advanced command and control center in the business. Bottom line, we treat your home like it's our home. Check out our website at alphasecurityservices.com or call 954-809-3333. That's 954-809-3333 for a free security analysis and quotes.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And let's go to Charlotte in Boynton Beach on the phone. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. Let me give you my question. I am the president of a community of 222 HOA. It's an HOA. According to our documents, 168 votes must be cast in order to pass an amendment, well, to consider an amendment. Then only 112 have to be in favor of it to be it finalized. Unfortunately, in December, only 161 were cast as of the date of voting. Within 4 days, we had 175 that cast votes. And all amendments were accepted, you know, were enough votes to pass. However, one of our residents, who is a lawyer, said that it's illegal to count votes that were cast after the December date.
Okay, here's the rule. You used proxies when you voted, right? So as long as the...
It's an absentee ballot, not a proxy.
Okay, the question is...
Finding it incorrectly.
All right, we have to see what those actual forms were that were used, because if you use proxy balloting, because most of the times when you have votes taken to amend the documents in an HOA, it's done by way of proxy balloting. And the statute says those proxies can be valid not only for that meeting where you counted the votes, but if the meeting is lawfully adjourned for an additional 90 days. So if those votes, if the meeting was lawfully adjourned and you used proxy balloting, yes, it's very possible that even though you got 161 votes on that day that the votes were counted, that when you got to 175, yeah, it was absolutely valid if that meeting, again, was lawfully adjourned and you used proxies.
Okay. Well, my question is the difference between an absentee and a proxy vote. To my mind, the person casts a vote but cannot attend the meeting, so he mails it back as an absentee.
Right, that's
a proxy assigns his vote another person.
That's exactly right, except that the statute does not say that ballots are good for an extra 90 days after the meeting. It says proxies are. That's the difference.
Well, but how do I get them to cast a proxy vote? Isn't that assigning their vote to another party?
Well, it's just saying, basically, if I can't make it, someone else can vote for me. But if you handed in that proxy at the meeting, it still counts as a vote. If you show up, that's fine. Not a problem at all.
Do I have to mail it to saying that this is a proxy vote instead of an absentee vote?
That's how it should have went out in the first place. Whoever did the mailing for you should have sent out proxies anticipating that if you didn't get enough votes on the day of that where the votes were counted, that you'd be able to adjourn the meeting and without having all those people vote for nothing. So again, perhaps the failure wasn't anticipating what probably could have happened on that day. It's all about the planning, Charlotte. Okay?
But who is the person that they would assign their vote to?
They could assign it. Typically, it's done to the secretary, it's done to the president, or whoever else you want to assign it to. But typically, it's the president and the secretary that your proxy vote is assigned to. Okay, but if you want to actually just email us one of those forms and let us take a look and see if it was actual, you know, a proxy or a ballot, I'd be glad to look. Okay?
Well, the word proxy does not appear on the ballot.
Then I guess you're out of luck there, Charlotte. Okay? Got to ask respectfully. Okay. Maybe you want an attorney's help next time before doing the amendment process, because oftentimes it's complicated. Okay?
Give us a call
at the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. All right. Thanks for the call, Charlotte. All right, let's review the details about our great event planned for May 5th. By the way, still taking your calls, 877-850-8585. The May 5th event at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, by the way, we reserved the entire first floor from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock. We're going to have check-in and registration. A big breakfast buffet is going to be served to everybody who attends as well. And starting at 9 o'clock sharp, we're going to teach the Condo Craze Board Member Certification Course in the main ballroom, and really assembled a great panel to help us that day. And this week we got confirmation that representatives from the Florida DBPR and the Condominium Ombudsman's Office, they're going to be distributing lots of free educational materials to all of our attendees as well. But don't worry about it, by the way, if you've taken our board certification course, because there's going to be so many other courses going on all morning and all afternoon, and let's run through them. Hey, Raphael, somebody by the name of Affinity Management Services is going to be teaching a course called Everything You Need to Know About Elections and Recalls.
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, and that's going to be taught by you, Raphael. And let's go over. How about you telling us exactly what you plan on teaching everybody that day?
Great. I would love to. First, I wanted to thank you and your staff for putting together this event. This is definitely going to help, especially that it's going to be on a weekend. I think a lot of board members are going to attend, and it should be a stellar event.
Well, you wouldn't believe how many people signed up the first week. So, yeah, so far, so good.
Great. Excellent. We're Eric, what we're going to do is we're going to be reviewing Florida Statute 718.112 as it relates to running your condominium elections. We're going to explain to the boards what the deadlines are to get the elections going, who can and who cannot run for the board. the deadlines to submit your candidacy and information for the voters. We're also going to show you how to prepare the ballots and envelopes, how to prepare on the election night, and the procedures followed, and a lot more.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, if it's not done right, sometimes you go through a whole election process and it gets challenged, and you spent a lot of time for nothing, like Charlotte might have just done, in terms of getting those amendments, at least she attempted to get the amendments passed. Yeah. Oftentimes it's all about the preparation. But, you know, there's only one more thing that's more confusing, perhaps, than a condo election. And that's doing a recall of board members in a condominium. Are you going to be talking about recalls as well?
We definitely will, Eric. I'll be teaching all about the recall process, who can start it, who can vote on it, and who can't. One of the important things are voting certificates and how to prepare them and how to mail them out, and the defenses that may be available to the association members served with a recall. We'll even know on the date. We'll even know on the date whether or not big changes to the recall statute were passed by the Florida statute, and if so, we'll teach that too.
Yeah, that matter of fact, that's ironic because on the day that we go back and we actually have this course, the Florida legislature will just be just about wrap things up. So we're going to be able to let everybody know on that date what passed and what didn't. And by the way, you also ready to serve on our panel during the seminar on the live radio show?
Yeah, the panel is one of the exciting parts because board members, management companies, and the attorneys can all interact with each other and answer questions that these boards typically need answers to.
All right, and let's run through the other courses being offered at our May 5th event.
All right, Associate is going to be teaching the top five things managers wish board members knew.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. And we're going to have Alpha Security, protecting your community, hiring a security company, and implementing surveillance cameras made simple for the manager and the board. And listen, who isn't into security?
Exactly.
Right. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, our accounting firm sponsor, will be teaching. Know what's really going on with the finances in your community.
Yeah. You know, that implies that not everybody might be getting the whole truth in a condo. I don't know. That can't be.
Well, okay, only come to this condominium event if you think that all board of directors are good and don't lie. All right, I don't know.
It's going to be empty.
All right, finally, one of the show's oldest sponsors, Mac Mac and Waltz, they're going to be there, and they're going to be teaching about inside Florida's property and casualty industry.
And Best Roofing is going to be teaching Roofing 101. Now, Brian and I took this course, again, taught by Greg Wallach, who's been on the show. And he makes it really interesting because he shows you the various materials that are used, how the roofs are actually built, how to extend the life in your roof, what to look for in terms of warranties, and really a lot more. It's a great course.
Elcon Electric, how to save money on your electric bill, what type of appliances are out there to help.
And Driveway Maintenance is teaching Asphalt 101, how to properly repair and replace the pavement and driveways in your community. So, again, we're not only teaching you the law, but we're also teaching you how to take care of your association property that day. And at 12 o'clock, the pressure is on. We're going to do the show, the radio show, live in front of all of you. And, of course, we're going to be answering your questions live and on the air in front of a studio audience.
All right, and tell them about the free food.
All right, show up at 8 o'clock for a buffet breakfast after the radio show. You can join us for a buffet lunch as well. And it's all free the whole day long. Again, thanks to the generosity of all of our amazing sponsors and our office.
So how does everyone register for this amazing event?
Just go to condocrazeandhoas.com, fill out the form, that's it. Brian will get back to you and let you know you're registered. But I can tell you this, we expect an amazing turnout, so register early so there's no chance of getting shut out. And by the way, board members, come by with your community association manager because all licensed CAMs, you get free continuing education credits throughout the day. So we really look forward to a great event. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
The law firm of Glazer and Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learned quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
The final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, so apparently we have the hottest real estate market in the country right here in Miami, believe it or not, according to the Miami Association of Realtors. And keep that in mind. Maybe we got to take it from who it's coming. And this is despite the fact that it's amazing. You pick up the same newspaper, you read that Miami has the hottest real estate market in the country. You flip the page, Florida leads the nation still in the number of foreclosures. And you're saying, I just don't get it.
I don't get
How
it.
Is this possible?
Yeah, I know. If you read the papers, it seems that the demand for real estate down here is really strong and picking up. and condominium units are being gobbled up, not just by these international buyers that I don't run into when I'm at the mall, but apparently they exist, but also domestic buyers, well, because, you know, interest rates are pretty darn low right now.
Well, prices have now risen for 14 consecutive months. So if you're still thinking about waiting for prices to go lower before you buy something, that ship may have already sailed. Apparently, it is now a seller's market all over again.
If you can believe it, but you know, you can see, as they were saying, I think it was in the Sun Sentinel this week or the Herald, those cranes. Remember how the skyline used to be dotted by all those cranes? There were like 50 at one time dotting the Miami skyline, and you're starting to really see that, you know, all over again. Believe it or not, thousands of more units are still being built here in South Florida. And, you know, of course, we're all concerned. We certainly wouldn't want yet another foreclosure crisis and real estate crash on our hands. But, you know, what do we know? The developers are saying that. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen again because now buyers are putting down as much as 80% of the purchase price in cash. As a matter of fact, I was in the mall this week, Aventura Mall, and there was a kiosk trying to sell some new properties in Aventura. And struck up a conversation with the agent trying to sell the units. And those contracts, believe it or not, yes, by the time you're ready to close, you better have down at least 60% in cash.
Wow.
So, again, yeah, the market is a little different here than now than it was several years ago. But, you know, to me, it just seems a little strange, you know, call me crazy, that the banks down here still have really a tremendous inventory. We keep reading that there's thousands of foreclosure cases still in the pipeline, so there's going to be God knows how many units on their hands.
Yeah. I think there's always going to be certain areas down here that are always going to be in demand, especially if you're buying a vacation home or an investment, you know, if you're an international buyer from Brazil or Europe or whatever. But, you know, the South Florida real estate market isn't just Miami Beach and Aventura. It's all of South Florida. And unfortunately, there are still a lot of depressed areas in, you know, West Miami-Dade, West Broward, West Palm Beach County that I don't know how much business is booming out there. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe somebody can call in and educate us.
I don't know, but you know, you learn in school about the laws of supply and demand, and apparently, you know, the laws of supply and demand seem to be applicable every place in the world except for Florida for some reason. But again, this is coming from the Miami Association of Realtors. But Raphael, from a manager's perspective, you know, do you feel that the worst of the foreclosure crisis is behind us? You know, how is it going in the condos and HOAs with account receivables? Is it as bad as it really was, or do you see that there's not as many foreclosures and maybe even prices are starting to come back?
I don't think it's as bad as what it used to be. It's definitely getting better. What we've been promoting to our associations is marketability. What's going on now is a lot of these banks still have units in these condos and homeowner association. A lot of it has to do because most of the home buyers that are buying today are going to be coming in via FHA.
Right.
And unfortunately, these associations can't get approved because, A, they don't have reserves, which is one of the major portions. And we've been trying to promote that to our associations because, especially with the bad debt, if you can start moving that towards reserves, it'll help you out to get approved, and you can get more buyers. So that'll help you market the property much more.
Yeah, and again, you know, I know you talk about this oftentimes at the seminars, that in order for associations to qualify for HOA loans to be, FHA loans to be provided in their community, they have to have a certain amount of money put away for reserves each month. Can you follow up on that? Otherwise, you can't get FHA approval.
Correct. Most associations are, what FHA is going to require is a minimum of a 10% within reserves in order to get approved via FHA. They are being very strict with that. Before, there were other guidelines. Also, keep in mind, Board of Directors, that you are competing against some of these newer units, and these developers are actually using that as a marketing tool. So they're actually saying close much quicker with us, because they don't have to deal with the short sale process and so forth. So you need to market your property, and it's your fiduciary duty as a board.
Right. Again, so it's even yet another reason to vote in favor of a reserve account.
Correct.
All right. How about in the 2 minutes we got left, we go to Don in Miami. How are you, Don?
Hey, guys. I've been listening to you for a while. I disagree with you on that $4 a year fee that we pay, the associations pay per unit. I think it should be maybe $1. Because I've never really had, only had a couple of experiences with those, the Beaver, whatever their organization or administration or whatever it is.
Right.
I just think they're because I'm on the board of an association, and had a situation where a guy was violating a rule and consistently on a daily basis, and of course he was getting fined. So we went to the state and made a complaint. And they actually came in, you know, and contacted us and said maybe we were being a little too harsh on the individual because, you know, he was violating this rule on a daily basis.
Right.
To me, that's just incompetence on their part. And I think that all they do is, in my experience with them, was that that's why they're in business is because they need conflict.
Well,
instead of telling the guy, instead of telling the unit owner, hey, listen, why don't you just abide by the rule and you won't get fined and you won't have any problems.
Right.
More with a unit owner.
Understood. Well, let me give you a flip side to that. I recently had a case in my office where a new association comes in and says, hey, look at this letter we just got from the DBPR. From an investigator warning us that we sent back a unit owner's payment because the payment for assessments wasn't in full and we wanted our late charges and interest, etc. And they warned us, you know, that we should have accepted the payment, where our attorney kept telling us, no, send it back. And this went on like three times where even though they were represented by an attorney, the association kept sending back the payment because it wasn't in full. And that's a clear violation, quite frankly, of Florida law. So
well,
what happens? Hang on 1 second, Don. So what happens? The division sends out a letter to the condo association saying, fix this or else you can result, you know, in a problem going on. And the unit owner can wind up suing. So what happens? They came to me and I told them, hey, the division's right. Now, let's say the division didn't get involved in that situation. There wasn't a condo division to go to. And what would the unit owner have to do? The unit owner would have to wind up filing a lawsuit against that association. You know what would have happened? The condo would have lost, and instead of spending the $4 per unit, the condo would have paid that unit owner's attorney's fees in the thousands of dollars in a little case.
And I, you know what, and that's probably the route they should have gone.
Right.
Because in the end, let me say this, in defense of the, you know, against my argument, is that if the board and the association is that incompetent, and they're not following it, and if they have legal counsel, then the association wouldn't have paid a dime, because they would have, the legal counsel was malfeasance. And malpractice, and they would recoup all their money from the attorney.
Maybe, so, but let me give you some good news, Don.
No. The Florida Bar would have stepped in. There would have been a complaint against the Florida Bar, and maybe they would have sanctioned him. He would have been forced
not necessarily, not over giving your client just some incorrect advice.
Look,
but
I,
let
I
me say that, Don, but let me make you happy, because you started the phone call saying you should pay a little less. Let me tell you, you know, quite frankly, what's going on behind the scenes. Just everybody knows it's no secret that right now the DBPR, with the $4 that they charge, they don't need all $4. So what we're trying to do maybe is have a situation where the fees to the condo owners go down to maybe about $2 and that the HOA owners wind up paying the same thing. So your original thoughts, you're right on the money, Don, and I appreciate the phone call. All right, sorry about that, but we are out of time. All right, baseball season starting this week. Quick, over and under on the number of Marlin wins. I actually say they're going to lose 100 games this year.
Oh my God.
I'm going with 60 Marlin wins. Uh-huh. Scott, come on. Oh, by the way, Scott, not to rub it in, but there is one still NBA streak going on in the NBA, and it's the Knicks. 7 in a row, baby.
Oh, please. Wow.
I mean, and we win another 20 in a row, and we're right with you.
And they play Miami when?
Yeah, Tuesday night.
What do you think of this? I think maybe the Marlins win more than the Yankees.
Hey, you can attack my wife, but not the Yankees, okay? All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze at HOAs. We'll see you again same time next week. Have a great week, everybody.